Let us pray. O Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow after us, that we may continually be given to good works through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading this evening comes to us from Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth in the third chapter. Hear these words. Do not deceive yourselves. If any of you think you are wise by the standards of this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. As it is written, he catches the wise in his craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile. So then, no more boasting about human leaders. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours. And you are of Christ, and Christ is of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Psalter appointed for today is from Psalm 24. We will pray the psalm responsively. Please respond. The Lord belongs to the earth and all that fills it. The Lord belongs to the earth and all that fills it. The Lord's are the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. For he founded upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. The Lord belongs to the earth and all that fills it. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, whose desires not what is vain. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. To the Lord belongs the earth and all that fills it. I want to invite all who are able to rise for the reading of our Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke. Glory to you, Lord. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw the water's edge, two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and he asked him to put out a little from shore. And then he sat and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all of his companions were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so were James and John, the two sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled up their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I think a nice, interesting contrast between the epistle reading appointed for today and that gospel reading appointed for today, which struck me in these readings, first off in 1 Corinthians, is the fact that the wisdom of the world is something that God's holy word cautions us about over and over and over again. What seems to be wise to the world is often very much not in line with God's holy word to us. And what we consider, or what we should consider, as sacred and divine is often rejected by the world as being silly, superfluous, superstitious, whatever the case may be. But God's word today to us is, I think, extremely pertinent. Do not deceive yourselves. If you think you're wise by the standards of this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise. In other words, becoming a fool for the word of God. That's where our true wisdom rests. What else does he say here? He says, there's no more boasting about human leaders. Interesting. That for true leadership, what we should be doing is turning to the one head of the church, and that's Jesus Christ. And I think that, again, that gives us a wonderful launching point to discuss for a moment or two today. That reading we just heard from Luke's gospel account in the fifth chapter. Let me repeat what Paul says here. No more boasting about human leaders. No more boasting about human leaders. Did you notice what was going on in the gospel today? Jesus is teaching from the boat. He comes upon Simon Peter, tells him, hey, go out, pull out a little bit so I can teach. He teaches. He then tells him, cast your nets. They catch a ton load, even though Peter's insistent that we're not going to catch anything. We've worked all day. We've caught nothing. And they catch so much, the nets are overflowing, that they have to call their partners, another boat over, to come and take in some more of the fish. And this is an image of the blessing that God can bestow upon people through obedience to his word. But I think the most striking part of this whole thing is this very last verse, verse 11 that we heard tonight. They pulled up their boats on shore, left everything, and these are the key words, two words, followed him. They followed Jesus. Now again, going back to that 1 Corinthians reading tonight, no more boasting about human leaders. How often are we so caught up in the ways of the world, and this probably manifests most easily through things like politics, where we're willing to get into arguments with family members and friends and neighbors and co-workers about political peoples and politicians and this leader and that leader, and the fact of the matter is, we probably are not so willing to go to bat for Christ. We're not so willing to speak up for him. And yet what we have today is the perfect example laid out before us by Peter. Jesus says, follow me, and I'm going to make you fishers of people. I'm going to be able to bring you into this realm of the fishing world, but not so that your nets are overflowing with this blessing of fish. You've got that. You've seen I can do that for you. But what I'm calling you to do is to be a fisher of people, to bring people into the fold of God's family. And those key words again, they left everything and followed him. They didn't follow the ways of the world. They didn't follow the wisdom of the world. They didn't follow the political leaders. It doesn't say that they went out and disobeyed all the rules and broke laws, although Paul will come around and probably do that and get thrown in jail at different parts of the Bible. But what Peter does is he leads by example to the other disciples, to James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Jesus says, follow me. And immediately, that's what Peter does. Peter follows the Christ. Not the wisdom of the world, because it sure doesn't make sense when you're sitting out there and you're probably exhausted and you're probably smelling really crummy and sweaty and hot because you've worked all day, and Jesus says, drop the nets anyway. And you're saying, nah, it's not going to work. We did this, but he does it. It's obedience. Jesus says, follow me. And immediately, Peter does it. He doesn't follow the wisdom of the world. He doesn't follow the politics of the day. He follows Christ. And I think that back to this no boasting about human leaders, the thing that we need to remember is that if we're going to be fishers of men, and that's what Christ calls us as disciples to be, that we're to evangelize, we're to speak up for the Lord, to teach people, and to Let the Holy Spirit shine through us so that people can understand the grace that God affords us through Jesus Christ. If we're going to be able to do that, then in a sense, we have to be leaders kind of the way Peter was. He wasn't a political leader. He wasn't, a man of great wealth or status. He was a fisherman. But he was obedient, and he followed the ways of the Lord. And so I think as we think about what it is that we're called to do out in the world, one of the things that we need to be asking ourselves, if we are finding ourselves and our nets coming up empty, we're not able to bring people in. We've invited people to church. Or maybe we haven't. We've talked to people about the Lord and they haven't responded. Or maybe we haven't talked to people about the Lord. And there's only one or two options on these sorts of things. If we haven't, we need to get busy. And if we have, and we're not seeing our nets overflowing, then maybe it's just time for us to step back a little bit, have a conversation with God about that, and find out, are we trying to lead God? Or are we trying to follow Jesus? I would suggest to you that the wisdom of the Word is that if we're going to lead people to salvation through Christ, through faith in Him and Him alone, then we need to be effective followers before we can be effective leaders. Follow me, Jesus said. Two simple words. But can we do it? And that's the question I'm going to leave with you this evening.